I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm Melissa Redpell. I'm so glad to be on here with you today. We're talking about four booms. What in the world is going on? We just had a video yesterday about it that I wanted to update you a little bit even more. It's a lot of seeding. So I wanted you to be prepared no matter what happens and to not freak out. But I think there's potentially more reasons that President Trump posted these booms. And I really think the foundations of the cabal are shaking to fall. And it's really, really exciting days that we're in. So, hey, everybody over there on the chat, and welcome. If you're in the YouTube land or the Rumble land, if you can cross-pollinate, make sure that you all get to know each other and share. If you wouldn't mind my wonderful team, Melly, if you can make sure to post the links on both places so everybody can get to both places. I would love to see you guys chatting on both and getting to know each other on both, because we have the best Freedom Force Battalion in the whole wide world. So yeah, so the booms I think are happening, and the big one is what's going on with his plane, what was going on, you know, I'll talk about that, what is going on with, you know, him seeding our thoughts about all these assassination attempts. It's really wild. And then also the huge fraud investigations that are going on, that is another giant boom, because that exposes them and really the whole Dem Party. This is the end of the Dem Party with Platner and all of that. And then this Charlie Kirk hearing that has been going on, the hearing there. And I've got some interesting things to talk to you about on that. And really, I'd like for you to watch my video that I posted right after the whole incident happened. And so I'll try to pull that up for you. Also, President Trump is firing the deep state. That is a gigantic boom. That is a gigantic boom. And also, what happened in NATO? What happened in this whole event? And then President Trump talking to Putin for like I don't know how many hours he was on the phone with Putin. So really exciting days that we are in. If you're new here, this is I'm Melissa Redpill. My website is melissaredpill.com. You can also get to it at freedomforce.live. I want to make sure that you can hear everything and everybody's A-okay. Give me the thumbs up if everything is good. And so, yeah, so when you go over to this, to my channel, Melissa Redpill, I would love for you guys to go visit. If you're new to this channel, I've got a lot of new people. Thank you guys for always sharing and liking, and that helps to get the word out. But we look at the current events in the light of God's word. This is biblical, what we're experiencing. This is not what we were told, that we would have to escape earth. This is his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So never lose sight of that. That keeps you really encouraged and in full confidence that we're going to win. And a lot of twists, a lot of turns, a lot of strange things, but we're not panickings here. We're not. And if you go to the End Times page, you'll see more information about how this is the great awakening that was promised to us in God's word. So it really has been not talked about in a lot of the mainstream churches. Maybe if you're in a small offshoot church, maybe you heard some of these things, but the mainstream churches have hidden a lot of this from us. And I'm just so thankful to be able to share it with you. I've been teaching God's word for many, 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 many years. And I'm very thankful to have mostly to kids. And now y'all are my kids. Okay. I know that you guys enjoy it. And when you scroll down on that page, you'll see the books that I have written to compile all the research. I'm like, now I get it. Anyway, so I'd like to talk to you about 11/11 today too. I don't know if I'll get to, but anyway, so let's talk about the first boom. Okay. So President Trump, today we're in on this video right here. You know, he posted this weird boom. This weird boom is like, okay, what do you mean by that? Well, President Trump announced that Israel had warned the United States that Iran hatched a plot to assassinate President Trump. And you've seen they have all these hordes of people all throughout Tehran and various places. And, you know, one of my dearest friends is Persian. They do not hate President Trump. They hate the mullahs. They hate the mullahs. They know that President Trump, the vast majority of the people know that President Trump is trying to help set them free because they were being killed in the streets by these mullahs. They hate the mullahs. They hate having their country taken over by these people. And it's been 47 years of absolute horror. And so they are very thankful. And they're not, you know, but if you see them out in the streets chanting death to America or in these, you know, outfits and with these big signs, it's not the Persian people. They are being forced to do these things. And so we understand that the people who are watching the mainstream media think these Iranian people are terrible. I'm like, no, they're under this brutal regime. Of course they can't. They have to do this or they're dead, you know? And so, yeah. So I want you to see this. There's huge posters all over Tehran calling for Trump's death, one offering a reward for his killing. Of course they have to do that because this is the proxy of the New World Order. This is their last stand is Iran. Who would have figured, well, really saving Israel for last, but that we'll get to that in just a second, connecting that. But check this out.
Iran hatched a plot to assassinate President Trump. KT McFarland joins me now. KT, they're huge posters now. We're not even going to show them, but they're huge posters all over Tehran calling for Trump's death, one offering a reward for his killing. How should we respond to this? This is really direct now, like it never has been before.
You know, I've worked for four presidents, and they've always, you know, assassination attempts come with the job. I even worked for Reagan when he was almost died from an assassination attempt. But President Trump he's really fatalistic about it, and he's not fazed by it. And even when he was in Ankara, Turkey, he said, look, it comes with the job. They've tried. I'm the number one target of any assassin in the world. And
Israel has warned the United States.
Okay, so, she said fatalistic. He said even this morning, he says he's happy to do this. He loves our country and will do whatever he has to do to save our country. And even putting himself at risk, that's his whole, you know, why he wants to live is to save America. So I want you to see this also. Israel had new intelligence of Iran plotting to assassinate President Trump and inform the U.S. Trump says, I'm the number one on their hit list. He says, I'd rather be number one on the TikTok, but I'm the number one on their assassination list. And again, it's not the Iranian people. It's the IRGC proxies. And they're using the people. is to cause this, foment this propaganda. We know that. All right. Israel recently shared new intelligence that they are that they showed Iran was considering a new plan to assassinate President Trump. Well, I think they already potentially we're going to use that plan. I'll get to that. But anyway, so here is my question is, how would Israel know? Maybe, allegedly, potentially because they're in on it. There, we know this cabal is, at these ones at the top are all connected. They're all in on this plot to try and desperately to stop President Trump. So that's what is really behind this. And we know that the ones at the top in the Zionists, they're portraying it on the news that they're trying to save President Trump and blah, blah, blah. But the reality is they're in on it, in my opinion. The ones at the top. The ones at the top. I'm not talking about the minions. So I want you to see that President Trump gave military orders that if Iran assassinates him, to just literally bomb them at levels they've never seen before. This is outrageous. This is outrageous. There's been way too much talk about assassinating him. It's way too much. And actually, while I'm here, I'm going to go ahead and grab this. I just posted this morning over on my Melissa Red Pill X, and I want you to see that. Yeah, he's been saying tic-tac. He's so funny. Let me see if I can find this one. I just posted it. Yeah, this one right here. Check this one out.
Uh-oh. And believe me, because, it's my life, and I want to live because I want to make this country great. That's why I want to live. But when you're impactful, they go after you. When you're not impactful, they leave you alone.
Isn't that wonderful? I so love him so much. He'll do anything to save our country. He says, I want to live, to save our country, to make this country great. That's why I want to live. Amazing, wonderful hero. So we're so blessed. So blessed. I want you to see that. So this is the video that Stormy came on and talked to us about. Why did POTUS really switch planes? Well, you can't see exactly, but yeah, I said, don't flip out. And so he's saying that he's seeding our thoughts, and he's also pointing us to places on the 17 board, and watch that video and you can see it, but basically saying that there would be a scare event. And he's thinking that could be the scare event, but he would be fine. He'd be fine. But it'd be a scare event. I'm telling you, that would be the biggest scare event. Okay, so here is what it says on the board. One of my great patriots came out with this. Here we go. Look at post number 35. It says POTUS will be well insulated and protected on AF1 and abroad. He will be protected. Yes, the plane. They're saying potentially there might come. Watch that video and see what you think. I'll grab this link and you can look at it and see what you think. But bottom line, I'll grab it real quick right here. If news reports come out that President Trump has, that they've shot down the plane, I'm just saying if that were to happen, do not panic. Just don't be a panic and trust the plan. Okay, that sounds outrageous. Sounds outrageous, but I'm just telling you. It wouldn't be out of the stretch of imagination, since that's what they're seeding everyone's thoughts on. So that's the first boom. And so I'm going to grab this and post this over on in the chat, so you guys can watch that video that Stormy and I did yesterday. It was a little bit of a, I'll just put Stormy video. That was a little bit of a, surprise video, because he came on and said he wanted to talk about that. So I really appreciate that. Now, just so you know, he also let everybody know before he was listening to the seeding of the conversation before Butler. Also, so really very, very interesting. Just no matter what, trust the plan. Patriots are in control. How many times does President Trump have to post that before we really trust the plan and know the Patriots are in control? All right, so I want you to see all of that that's going on. And then he brought out this post here, 1440, which is boom, 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 boom. We've talked about that many times. It's really an a flipped over gun. You see, it's a firearm, upside down. So we've already had three other attempts, and now this would be the fourth one. And that would be a week to remember. Unfortunately, that would be a week to remember. Dark to light. I have some things I wonder about that. But anyway, a blackout necessary. That would be awful. You've thought about the blackout maybe being we lose power. What do you mean by blackout? Blackout of the internet? Blackout what? I just hope and pray that he's wrong. But there's been a lot of seeding about this. And when he says the boom, it's like, is that the fourth boom? And just, you know, just trust the plan. Okay, I just want to prepare you guys. And not to let you worry at all. But you know what? I do love that this post here, that is such a huge post, 1440, with the boom, 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 is from, in my opinion, it's hearkening to the 144,000. And I talk about this in the book, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. Who are the 144,000? Those are the first ones to wake up. That is one of the most maddening things about this whole deal is that you've got friends and family who are still asleep and they don't understand what's going on because they're watching the mainstream media. They're just led around by the nose and they don't realize and they think you're a conspiracy theorist, etc. And you're like, this, you know, that's one of the toughest things about this. It really, really is. But one day soon we'll be vindicated and they'll realize, hey, we were trying to, first of all, save the world. And second of all, trying to wake them up. But the reality is, if they weren't chosen to be part of the 144,000, the first ones to wake up, the first fruits, the first group to wake up, then all the badgering and it won't do because it's spirit given. The only reason you are awake is because the Lord woke you up. That's all the only reason you're awake. So I just think that's really cool that this post right here about this week to remember this dark to light is pointing to the 1440, is post 1440, which really I think points us to the 144,000, which is a perfect number. It's 12 times 12 that was it 12 times 1200 whatever it is, it's the perfect number. That it's not an exact number, it's about a perfect number that he awakened for this particular role to fight in this battle. Then I saw the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him were 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. Do you see his name written on your forehead? No, but you're being directed by him, your thoughts constantly to know what to do. I heard a sound from heaven like the roar of mighty ocean waves or the rolling of loud thunder. It was like the sound of many harpists playing together. That's us being loud on the internet. We're like trying to get the truth out. The great choir sang a wonderful song in front of the throne of God before the four living beings and the 24 elders. I go into all this in the book. I'm not going to go into it right now. No one could learn this song except the 144,000 who have been redeemed or handpicked, hand selected from the earth. They kept themselves as pure as virgins, following the Lamb wherever he goes. Probably not as a virgin among us, but the point is about the purity, that we are wanting purity in the world. We're wanting peace in the world. We're wanting everybody to be happy and safe and no more of these evil things going on. They've been purchased from among the people on the earth as a special offering. Look, I think it's probably going to say right here, first fruits. Yeah, first fruits, first fruits. The first fruits is the first, like the first harvest, just like you see behind me, the grain behind me, and to the Lamb. They've told no lies. They are without blame. That's us. We are blameless before the throne. Remember that. You are blameless because of Christ. You stand blameless before the Father. He doesn't look at you as a dirty sinner, rotten scoundrel. He looks at you as pure, his holy, pure, spotless child. So, this is the hand selected ones. Now, a little farther down in Revelation chapter 14, it talks about the great harvest of everyone waking up. And I'm so ready for that. And I'm wondering if it's going to take this boom, 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 boom for there to be dark to light for everyone else to snap out of it and to wake up. All right. So if you want to see more about that, this is the book right here, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. I also have on Melissa Red Pill, if you go to the videos, you will see a playlist that shows a video from chapter by chapter by chapter of every in this book, detailing, explaining Revelation, maybe many of you, like, you've never heard it before. I would really encourage you to go and look at it, especially now that you know, we've put many of the pieces of the puzzle together. This is the big piece of the puzzle that puts everything really together, is how this is biblical. It really, really is. All right. So I think that's pretty cool that post was 1440. It's not a coincidence. All right. So there was that. And don't forget, POTUS will be safe. Now, if you like this information, please hit the like button right now. Hit the like button right now and make sure that you are subscribed. Make sure your bell is rung. Like I said, I did a surprise video yesterday, so you want to make sure that you get notified when there is a video coming out. And thank you for doing that, and thank you for sharing on your social media. I really appreciate it. If you can, over on Melissa Red Pill on X, I would really appreciate that. Okay, so here's the next potential boom, is that President Trump just fired all the Democrat members of the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, the EAC. That's huge. We're talking about this midterms. He's talking about, you know, he's not going to sign any of the bills that come before his desk until they do the Save America Act. And so what can we do to get this election set right? You know, it just makes you think, you know, Congress is not going to do their job. Military is the only way, right? But this is after the Supreme Court just gave him back the authority that they had before 1935 to fire anyone in the executive branch. Of course, the head of the executive branch should be able to get rid of whoever in that executive branch that he feels he needs to. For whatever reason, you know, you don't have to jump through a bunch of hoops. For some reason, since 1935, because this the cabal was running it, but the Congress has been sheltering these people and preventing the executive branch from being able to fire these people. Okay, so now he just fired all the Democrat members of the EAC, the Election Assistance Commission. This comes after the Supreme Court confirmed the president has full authority to fire heads of agencies across the executive branch, even if they're, quote, independent. If you're independent, then you're not in your fourth branch. You're not in the executive branch. And so thankfully, the Supreme Court recognized that was the issue. Hopefully. Yeah. Make sure that didn't mess up my speaker. Of the three commissioners ousted, two were Democrats and one Republican resigned. So no more are they going to be able to say, oh, you know, it's like supersede the rules and the laws of our country to allow people to vote who are not, you know, supposed to be allowed to. All right. So that was huge, that President Trump is successfully now removing deep state operatives. We've been talking about for the past several videos that Bill Pulte is the acting DNI. He is in there removing people. Last I heard, he had removed 70 top level deep staters and was on pace to remove like 500 more. This is a boom. This is a big, 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 big boom. So very exciting. This is the one right here, firing of the deep state. So I've got more booms. I'm not necessarily going in order, but yeah, I will. Yeah, that is a gigantic one. The other thing is the fraud that's going on in the medical community is off the charts. It's over the top. I want you to hear what Secretary Kennedy said earlier this week. He's having to force the medical schools to teach about nutrition. He's having to force the doctors to teach their patients about the nutrition, because all they want to do is pop a pill and do some type of expensive procedure. And if all those things were making you well, that'd be great. But it's not, because we're made well based upon, you know, the way God made us, that we have to have the proper nutrition. You're not, I don't care if you have 1,000 procedures, you're not going to be well if you don't have the proper nutrition. That's the end of story. You can take every pill in the whole wide world, and it can be just like the woman the Lord Jesus told us about in the book of Mark, where it says there was a woman who had been having an issue of blood for 12 years. She spent all she had and was not any better, only worse. And that's what we've seen. The people in America are looking so decrepit. They're killing us off. So this is what he's talking about. He says he's forcing, having to force. What does that tell you? Big medicine is screwed up. They're forcing, having to force the hospitals to feed the people nutritious food instead of junk food. That's why Dr. Oz and I are launching the Make Hospital Food Healthier Pledge. Today, we're calling on hospitals across America to join us and serve real, nutritious food to every patient. Together, we can transform hospital nutrition, improve patient care, and make America healthy again. Check this out.
Your HHS secretary. I'm joined today by my friend and CMS administrator, Dr. Mehmet Oz. Today, we're launching the Make Hospital Food Healthier Pledge and calling on hospitals across America to join us. Hospitals should be places of healing. That includes the food they serve. Patients deserve meals made with real, nutritious ingredients that support recovery, not highly processed foods that contribute to the chronic disease crisis. Poor diet is one of the leading drivers of chronic disease in America. 6 in 10 adults are living with at least one chronic condition. We know better nutrition can help prevent disease, improve recovery, and restore health. That's why we're asking hospitals to commit to serving healthier, minimally processed food and putting nutrition back where it belongs, at the center of patient care. The response so far has been fantastic. More than 2,000 hospitals, medical organizations, and community leaders have reached out to learn more. Now we're asking hospitals across the country to take the pledge.
Thanks to President Trump and the new dietary guidelines spearheaded by Secretary Kennedy, real food like high-quality protein and full-fat dairy is at the center of the American diet. We recently issued a reminder that any hospital which receives Medicare, which is virtually all of them, must ensure our inpatient meals meet individual nutritional needs. Hospitals that take this pledge agree to work with us to ensure their nutrition services align with the dietary guidelines for Americans and support healing, recovery, and long-term health. Let's go through these. It includes limiting ultra-processed foods, limiting sugar-sweetened beverages. Now, you want to use baked, broiled, roasted, stir-fried, or grilled preparation methods while eliminating the deep frying. Limiting processed meats and foods high in added sugars, sodium, and artificial additives are also part of the pledge, as well as emphasizing whole grains over refined grains. And if you can, prioritize minimally processed proteins, including plant-based options.
HHS is restoring real food as a cornerstone of American health. We've taken action in our schools, our military, and medical education, and now we're asking hospitals to lead by making nutrition part of the standard of care.
So here's our simple ask for America's hospital leadership. Go to hhs.gov and join the Make Hospital Food Healthier Pledge. Do it today. It is easy. It's also the right thing to do.
Together, we're going to make America healthy again.
Go figure. How can we be here where they are having to fight like crazy on the level of Dr. Oz's face? But it's, you know, we should not be in this place where they're having to force the hospitals to feed people nutritious food. What does that tell you? Come on, wake up. I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking to somebody else if they're watching. This is the problem. Please, this is the problem. They're not in it to heal people. If they were, they would be serving nutritious food. If they were, they would be providing nutrition information for the people. Your body was made to heal itself, but it has, I'm not against all procedures. I'm not against all medicine at all. I'm just saying the first thing is get your body with the right nutrition, and then very likely it'll heal itself. That's what the way God made your body. But they don't make money when that happens, and they make money when they keep you sick. That's just the fact of the matter. And this is the thing that just came out about the Gardasil. Oh, and I don't have the link. Oh, what did I do? I just deleted it earlier today. I'm gonna go grab it. This is about the Gardasil. They just had a huge 250 million? Oh, 50 million maybe? I'm going to go find it so I don't tell you the wrong thing. But anyway, Gardasil is a vaccine that people were taking. And I'm sure if you stood up and said, I'm not going to be able to find it. Hold on. I'm going to go grab something else. Gardasil update. Goodness. Hang on real quick, guys. Stand by and please entertain yourselves right quick. I'm going to find this. Okay, here, I found it. Yay. Okay, grab it right now. Okay. All right, so here is the link to what's going on with Gardasil. We've all seen Gardasil commercials. Merck settles the Gardasil vaccine injury lawsuit for $50 million. It was $50 million. That's when I was like, what was the number? I thought it was $50 million. But it was 200 lawsuits brought against the giant drug company by patients suffering from autoimmune disorders after receiving the Gardasil vaccine. Did you guys hear about this? And what we were told years ago with the Gardasil was that it's primary human papilloma virus vaccine available in the U.S. designed to prevent infections that cause cervical, anal, and other cancers, as well as genital warts. It protects against 9 high-risk and low-risk HPV types and is FDA approved for individuals aged 9 to 45. Okay, so here you go. You have, let me grab this. If I'm sure, as I said on this post, if anyone who warned people not to take the Gardasil vaccine, I'm sure they were called back a conspiracy theorist. But look at it now. Look at it now. These 200 lawsuits, and I'm sure there's more people who are damaged than the 200 lawsuits. 200 people were harmed with autoimmune disorders after taking the Gardasil, and they have to pay out $50 million. What does that tell you? You cannot trust, just like you wouldn't trust, many of you didn't trust the jab. You can't trust these people. I don't know what else to tell someone if they don't get it. They can't trust them. You can't trust them. It's just, these people allowed them to jab them with something they didn't even know what the heck it was. And now they've got some autoimmune disorder. I'm sure many of them have died over it and misery. And so now Gardasil is, and they still have it on the line. It's great for HPV. Take it. But they had to pay out $50 million. Just leave us alone. Anyway, many people would not trust them and refuse to take the jab. Why? If you're willing to refuse to take the jab, then I would think that you'd say, I'm suspicious of everything. And when you just scratch the surface of the least amount, then you begin to see this is, these people, they're it's like the license to murder. Okay, I know I'm getting excited. If you want to find out more about how you can really get well and not be subject to all their Nazi science experiments, go and check out this page right here. freedomforce.live/health. This is how you detox this stuff. Removing, like I said, the heavy metals. Sally has heavy metals. Uranium, cadmium, lead. And to get these heavy metals out of her body. And so that she can, her body is not so, potentially going to have and get cancer. It harms the cells. The cells break down. If your P53 isn't working, then next thing you know, they start making tumors because they start duplicating these damaged cells. It's damaged because of all this jabs, all this stuff. So how do you detox this stuff out of you? So definitely check into that, as well as so many people have yeast, huge yeast. It's a huge, like 90% of the people have yeast. So that's what the silver is so great to clear that, as well as probiotics. Really, if you save your gut, you save your life. And this is, I see people using some of this stuff that kills all the bacteria. If you spray it on your counter, it's getting into your air, and then it kills off all the good bacteria too. So really, it's very important to protect your gut microbiome. And so I'm just so thankful to have now our wonderful Dr. Oz and John F. Kennedy Jr., that they are fighting so hard against this mammoth giant. I think this is a huge boom because it's doing two things. They're enforcing this because they're in the position of power now. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Then number two, when people see this, it wakes them up to realize, hey, what's wrong with hospitals? What's going on? Are they not really working in our best interest? Hello. Okay, so I'm going to calm down. All right. So this is a video. I'm going to share this one right quick over in the chat. And so this is one about protecting your gut microbiome. It really, truly is the most important video you will see today. It's extremely important. I'm going to go grab this and pop this over into the chat. I'm just going to call it guts. Super, extremely important to learn about this, how to protect your gut. And if you think that you're cleaning by killing off the good bacteria, you're actually working against yourself. And especially if you're on, it's like antibiotics all the time, it's killing off your good bacteria. And the most important thing you can have in your whole body is your gut microbiome. That's what Sally's really learning right now. I knew this. I've been talking about this. And that's one of the big things that came back in the test is that Sally's gut microbiome is not healthy because of the food, because of the different things she's been using. And there you go. It's not boded well for her health. It's caused her immune system to not function properly. All right. So there's that one. And I also had this wonderful on this video here. This is a test right here. If you go and watch that, I have an expert who came on and was answering so many questions about just a variety of things. And I've just really encourage you to go and watch that one. I'll go and grab this one. I'll call it six health tips. Okay. So important. I know I'm sound like a mama again. I really don't mean to. When someone you love gets sick, it's hard. It's hard. And you're trying to realize how it's so important to do, what we need to do. Yeah. Here is the microbiome and the biofilm. I'm going to show you. Look at that right there, that purple. It's like this goo that is on your teeth. It's in your guts. It's preventing the minerals and the nutrients from absorbing into your body. It's like a paste, and it keeps it from going into your body. And if you have tartar on your teeth, that's biofilm, and that's going into your brain. So it's super important that we protect. No, I'm going to stop. Okay, I'm stopping right now. Okay, but anyway, so this is it's disgusting, and it's got to stop. They've got to stop poisoning us with our food and the cleaning products and everything. Remember how even 17 said that, hands on the floor and then in your mouth, that's the first thing because they are poisoning us with the chemicals. It's really damaging it's damaging our guts. All right. So the other thing, the other boom is about the Dem Party. And this was a gigantic boom this week when Platner was removed because the DNC realized they didn't do it for... because they knew it was right and they didn't want to have this, sexual assault thug running for the senator of Maine. That's not why they did it. They realized he was going to lose. That's why they pulled their funding. And so they're realizing that people are not going to buy into this anymore. It's the end of the Democratic Party because it's exposing them for what they really are, who they really are. And really the socialists have taken over the Dem Party. They've taken over, and therefore, everybody's waking up to that. That's a huge boom, boom for everybody to realize that the Dem Party has been taken over by the socialists who do not want our Constitution, that they want to have criminals in power and all that. So that's huge. The Democrat Party just pulled funding from Graham Platner and told him to drop out of the Senate race. This happened just this week after major RAPE allegations. There you go. That is a gigantic boom for pulling down this terrible Democrat Party that's been hijacked. And then pulling down this whole cabal. It's all hijacked by the cabal. All right. So then the next thing is we have been watching in the past couple of days, we've been watching the hearing about Tyler Robinson and being whether they have enough evidence to bring to charge him and to go to trial, I think in September for the murder of Charlie Kirk. So this, I want to play this for you and tell you what my problem with this is that it's not only, I'm not just picking on Jack Posobiec, I'm picking on all the people, even Benny Johnson. Is that his name? Benny Johnson. He was saying this is over. He's cooked. He's done it. He's done it, done it, done it. And there's no, you know, he needs to, you know, like, why do we need to have a trial? Because it's proof beyond a reasonable doubt. Well, this is the problem. You can't say that until you hear the cross-examination. That's why in our country, we have the rule of law that says innocent until proven guilty. Innocent until proven guilty. So I'm calling this another boom because this, I believe, is going to come down around their ears when the truth comes out. And people have been led around by those that they've trusted to convict someone without ever hearing the cross-examination. So this is, I'm just going to tell you some thoughts that we know we haven't heard the other side. And look at what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 17. It says, the first to speak in court sounds right until the cross-examination begins. What if Tyler Robinson was told to go and get on this building? They said, we'll pay you $1,000. All we need you to do is go on and get on this building at this university and shoot into the air, and it'll cause, you know, everybody to run and panic and to get out of there. What if he did not shoot Charlie Kirk? What if he just caused mass panic? Because they're going to have the cross-examination on this 30-06, right? No one believes that that's what went into his neck. So now you've got this situation where this guy has agreed to do this. Well, what if when he's talking to his friend, he's saying he wishes he had never done it? What's the it? He wishes he'd never done it. It sounds like he wishes he'd never, you know, done this to Charlie Kirk. But what if the real thing that he's saying is the it is that he wished he'd never gone up there and shot a 30-06 into the air to try to cause mass panic? You know, I don't know. I haven't heard the cross-examination yet either. I'm just saying that I'm standing on the rule of law that says innocent until proven guilty. And I don't care if it's Jack Posobiec or Benny Johnson, or I don't think in his name, right? Benny Thompson. Yeah. Benny Johnson. That's the one. I don't care who it is. Don Jr. was coming on saying, well, it's over. He's guilty. You cannot say that. And I'm not going to say that. We don't know. We haven't heard the cross-examination yet. We haven't heard the other side of the story. And this is what the wisdom from God's word that he told us to list, to wait until you hear the whole story. So here's what he's saying. I'll just play a little bit of it.
I think everything's been proven. I think it's.
That's not, how could you say that, Jack Posobiec? I know I said I was going to let you listen to the whole thing. I mean, the first portion, but the very first sentence. Oh, it's all been proven. You cannot say it's been proven, Jack Posobiec, until you hear the other side. They haven't done the other side. We haven't even gone to trial. This is a pre-hearing. Okay, I'm going to calm down. I don't know why I'm so jazzed today.
I think everything's been proven. I think it's proven. It's, I would say, beyond probable cause at this point. I think that the question for me is how do you even get reasonable doubt when there's so much evidence? But the thing that I do just have to say is that I know that you know, you guys watching on live stream couldn't see the last video that was shown. Well, it wasn't edited. It was zoomed in.
Yeah.
It was zoomed in from the surveillance video off campus, and specifically the part of, you know, the Losi Center, the roof, and you see everything. You see everything. He climbs over. He assembles the gun. Runs over to the edge. You know, gets down in a prone position, and you see the times, and we all know what time. And it was like so slow, just watching those seconds click, click, click. And then you see him take the shot. And he takes the shot and then immediately runs.
Okay. All right. So I'm not going to play the rest of it. I'll pop this link over in there if you want to watch the rest of it. Okay. So this is, I'm just going to say post though. All right. So, and Team Millie, if you don't mind, please put those over on YouTube. I'm breathing. I'm good. I'm good. Okay. So here he is saying they know the time. Well, again, if Tyler Robinson was told to fire a shot at an exact time, then that's what he did. He fired the shot at the exact precise moment. Again, he says, I don't know how you can get to reasonable doubt. Well, I'm already at reasonable doubt. I'm at reasonable doubt when I don't know the other side of the story. I'm like, is there a possibility that, you know, how do you get this 30-06 to go into a neck and not do a lot more damage than it did? There could be an explanation. Yes, he would need to be punished for going up and trying to cause mass panic. But is that what he did? I have reasonable doubt that his shot hit Charlie. Okay, so, but what I don't like is imagine yourself in that position. Imagine you're the idiot that was a patsy for a group of people that tricked you into doing something stupid for $1,000 or whatever they promise you, and you do it, and next thing you know, everybody and his uncle is convicting you when you should be, in this rule of law, innocent until proven guilty. And I don't appreciate that this is the way we're being led by these influencers. And I'm just a lady with the laptop, y'all know, but big names don't impress me. I don't care what name it is. If you're not going to follow the rule of law in the country, which is innocent until proven guilty. All right. So there you go. I'm going to stop. Okay. As it says in God's word, the first to speak in court sounds right until the cross-examination begins. There you go. And so just wisdom would tell you to just sit tight and listen to the whole story. Okay. Again, what if Robinson was told by his handlers to shoot into the air at a precise time? What if Robinson's regret is that he did what the handlers told him to do and he became their patsy? What if that is why he turned himself in? I think that all provides for me reasonable doubt. Now, if we get to the whole trial and there's more information that comes out and it proves, then okay, fine. Then okay, he did it. Yeah, I'm not there yet. All right, so that is a huge boom. Why am I calling this a boom? I'm calling this a boom because everybody's been misled. Whether we've been misled about the hospitals, whether we've been misled about, that plane that President Trump got, you know, whether we've been misled about who's really running Iran, whether we've been misled through influencers that are maybe not leading us right. Okay. Be careful who you follow. Be careful who you follow. Think for yourself. That's really on anything, whether it's your health, whether it's whatever it is, think for yourself. And don't just feel like, because I say it, because I know you guys love me, but don't just believe it just because I say it. Think for yourself. You know, I'm going to say one more quick thing. I don't want anybody to go to a doctor and just do what the doctor says. Any doctor, whether it's a regular AMA doctor or a holistic doctor or anything, everyone has to think for themselves and understand why we're doing the things that we're doing, not just pop a pill, but to, you know, like I'm talking to Sally about, this is, this doctor is saying that to do the probiotics because this will help to build up your gut microbiome so that you can have good immune system. And to understand the why really will help you in your whole life to make good choices, that you put in good food, nutritious food, like RFK and Dr. Oz were talking about. All right, so that's yet another boom. Here's another big boom. We're going to probably talk about this more tomorrow because I want to really do a deeper dive into this. So we get together on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. So President Trump just went over to Turkey and was meeting with all these NATO leaders. And I believe that many of these NATO leaders, maybe they've been in on it in the past. Either way, they're all controlled and told what they can do and what they can't do. It appears that Erdogan is stepping out and saying, you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be controlled by this group. And so that's why President Trump was really, you know, praising Erdogan, the president of Turkey, because he was, you know, he's various times. I'm not going to go into detail right now. I'll do that tomorrow. But, you know, he is a true leader for his country, not a puppet for the New World Order. And so I think that was one of the things that was revealed at this NATO meeting, is that there's some who are acting on the behalf of their people as a sovereign country, and there are some who are not. And Erdogan of Turkey is one of those who is acting as a sovereign country and not a puppet. All right. So then other thing is, President Trump and Putin talked for however many hours on the 4th of July. And of course, Putin giving him the, you know, congratulations about our 250th year of freedom, as well as reminding us of our long-term friendship. You know, I was listening to a Promethean Action video about this, and I thought it was very well said and explained that, you know, throughout the Revolutionary War, as well as through the Civil War, Russia was our friend, and they have tried so hard to separate us. But this was a big moment of restoration, that we are for the whole the world to see that we have been friends, we're going to be friends, and no matter what the New World Order wants, no matter what the cabal wants. The other thing is, and any country that is working on the behalf of their people as a sovereign country, that's who President Trump is promoting, saying that this is great, rather than Meloni, who's full of baloney, who is the president of Italy, who is basically a puppet. And that's why President Trump said he needs a restraining order. That was the funniest thing, to see him shaking her hand after they'd had this. He just put a post out this week about needing a restraining order for her. Really, the restraining order needs to be the restraining order from the cabal, so that they no longer can control Italy through her. All these leaders really need to be protected. Oh my goodness, I got something else I'm going to say. I got to say super quick. Did you guys see this post I just posted about the leader of Venezuela calling out? I've got to make sure to talk about this tomorrow. Calling out. I'm going to write myself a note. Calling out the City of London bankers, saying, "Give us back our gold because we need this after we've had this huge earthquake." Did you guys see that? That was a huge boom. That she's exposing them, that they have taken their gold. How many countries have they done that to? They've stolen their gold. And so they have to be their puppet. And that's, you know, and President Trump understands that. He understands that. He understands it. And he just is saying, you know, we're getting our sovereignty back. Everybody fight to get your sovereignty back, and don't just lay down and be their puppet. And so I was really proud of this new president of Venezuela, because she was calling them out and saying, "We need our gold. That's our gold. Give us back our gold. We need this for this earthquake victims and restoration." And so how many countries? I'm sure it's all over the world. They've done this to every country. They've just gone and siphoned off the wealth, siphoned off all the gold, siphoned off all the natural resources, so that nothing goes to the people. All right. So, but anyway, back to the NATO. Also, really, one of the things that President Trump was revealing is that Europe can't do anything. They're just a paper tiger. They've been deindustrialized. They are, you know, they're saying that they're selling arms to each other. They don't have enough for it for themselves, much less to sell to each other. I mean, it's really a revealing that they're done. So that's a huge thing to see, that he's accomplished this. It's taken a while. And now, you know, saying we needed help getting Iran free, and he doesn't say it that way. You know, dealing with Iran, and they didn't do that. So all of this is it's like making soup, and it just takes a while to get the soup, get it turned into good soup. All right. The other thing, did you guys see this? This is huge. Mehmet Oz joined with Nick Shirley. Nick Shirley, I just hope he's got some really good people with him because he is out there. He went directly to these fraudsters and was confronting them about all that they had stolen, millions of dollars. Crazy. And then Mehmet Oz and Nick Shirley were walking through Queens and looking at all these daycares generating $2.1 billion. Check this out.
Or on fraud, the likes of which you have never seen.
I feel like Johnny Cash. I've been everywhere, man. I've been to California, Iowa, Ohio, Minnesota. Today, New York City, Flushing, Queens. We take you to the front lines wherever we're going. Here, social adult daycare centers, the biggest fraud you've never heard of. I walk through here and I wonder, how is it possible that you would have this many pharmacies in such close proximity to each other? Are we going to start counting? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So we got one here.
One right there.
Number two. Look at this. This is the Durable Medical Equipment Supplier. Those are all the things they sell, wheelchairs and automatic scooters. These are expensive. Then we have another pharmacy. Another pharmacy. I'm losing track.
Yeah.
It's like a game show. You get a pharmacy. You get a pharmacy.
And we have a all-life social daycare right here.
Another social adult daycare center. But over here, we have a bunch more across the street.
Across the street.
And I mean, again, more pharmacies.
More pharmacies.
This business entity, this social adult daycare center, which I'm pretty sure none of your listeners have ever heard of, right? Generated $2.5 billion over the last 3 years in New York State, of which almost all, $2.1 billion, was right here in Flushing, Queens, and Brooklyn next door, and you know, the surrounding areas. You go 10 miles to Long Island from here, doesn't exist, doesn't happen. So if you're me, and I'm supposed to protect the federal tax dollars, it makes me very concerned. Something's wrong when all the money's spent in one place, and what the problem is, it's now starting to metastasize. This bad idea, the fraud, is starting to spread.
If you're a fraudster, run, because we are coming after you.
Amazing. That's a huge boom. That's a huge boom. How they've been stealing from us, like with hand over fist. I just can't believe how courageous Nick Shirley is going in there to these people. I hope it's a show. I hope it's fake because it scares me for him. But anyway, I love how these people are so brave and courageous. And of course, just like our wonderful president, as I talked about the very first boom, you know, what it could be. Don't forget to go and watch that video that Stormy and I did yesterday. I'm going to go grab it and pop it over onto the, it's called What Did POTUS Really, Why Did POTUS Really Switch Planes? That was dated 7/10. But yeah, either way, stay with me, deplorables. You'll love how this movie ends. This, I'm going to pop it in here called just Stormy. Okay. And so you guys have it over on the YouTube in case it hasn't been shared there, but President Trump just posted this very amazing post that was post 4095. Stay with me, deplorables. You'll love how this movie ends. Well, President Trump just posted that on the 26th of May, which was the Friday, just a couple of weeks ago. President Trump posted this really amazing meme. And the question is, you know, how is this movie going to end? It's going to end with us having the golden age. Now, I will tell you that. We're going to have the true golden age of truth and health and wealth and peace. Go over to my Melissa Red Pill. You can see, read a snippet of it, as well as listening to the audiobooks over on Melissa Red Pill. This is biblical. We're going to have beautiful days. And it's going to be, you know, how this new movie ends is going to be amazing. But what's it going to take to get there? It's going to be probably a scare event. So stay with President Trump. Trust him, trust the plan, okay? And we'll just watch and see. Here's the post actually from the board, 4095. I just wanted you to see that right there. All right, and so remember this passage. And he's shared it multiple times from Ephesians chapter 6 about putting on the armor of God. Let's pray this before we go. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. I love this. He shared that whole passage in Ephesians chapter 6. This is what we do. We continually stand. We're able to stand because the Lord is able to make us stand against all the schemes. And one of the biggest schemes is they just try to wear you down, to, you know, antagonize, try to pit you against each other, try to make you feel like you don't know what you're talking about. Just continually trust the Lord, trust the plan. And especially when folks are not awake and they are trying to scare you, just do not allow them to scare you. We are going to be comfy. We're going to trust the plan no matter what happens. Okay. All right. I think that's everything I had to share with you today. Yes, our wonderful president. There's our wonderful president. All right. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you. We thank you that you are the King of the world. This is your plan to save the world. You have awakened us. You have caused us to stand up, just like it says in your word in Revelation 11, that you breathed life into us and we stood up, and you've hand selected us to stand. And I thank you that you've caused us to stand this whole time. Lord, we trust you, and we are just watching your plan unfold. And we know that there's going to have to be something big to awaken the people, to cause them to wake up. So whatever that is, Lord, we're just going to just trust you no matter what. Thank you, Lord, that you are guiding us into all truth for everything, for how to share with our friends and family and on social media, and also how to protect our health. Thank you for all these booms, all these great patriots who are fighting so hard on the front lines, like Nick Shirley and RFK Jr. and Dr. Oz, and just so many who are fighting to expose the truth. We pray you bless them, strengthen them, and we pray that everyone will understand how important it is to follow the rule of law, that someone's innocent until they're proven guilty, and that they have to hear the cross-examination. Lord, give us the wisdom that we need from your word, so that that'll enable us to stand. And we're just going to do that. We're going to trust you every step of the way. Thank you for bringing us together as the Freedom Force Battalion. I thank you for everyone on this channel. I thank you for how hard they work. And I know you are right beside them and that you guide them every step of the way, that you have for so, so long, and just help them and comfort them and help them to know that you will see all of us through. And we're just so thankful that you brought us together, and we'll always know that we were the 144,000. That you gave us a song to sing that no one else could sing. That you gave us this beautiful song, and that we sing it together. And then we'll always know that we were in this battle together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for waking us up and bringing us together. And I just pray your blessing on each one. I pray this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys so much. I'm going to jet out of here. And don't forget to go and check out my site, melissaredpill.com. Go to the health page. Go to the end times page. And read samples of that. I'm going to pop that over into the link, and I'm going to jet, and I will see you tomorrow morning. We're going to talk about more of this, what happened with Putin, what really is going on with him. And I will talk to you later.
In the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.